Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. We discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, poking at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, your decisions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message delivered every day on Siegel Radio for any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. A little bit of sound right here. I'm hoping that the systems are working. We might be having a little bit of challenges. Looks like they are working properly for some reason. I'm not hearing heads, so we'll get that worked out as well today. So, glad you have any home or finance related questions. I am the advocate looking out. You can reach out to me directly at 306-190-1990 or radio.com. Just remember, that number comes directly to me first. There are no offers. Standby. I am it. I do have a great team when it comes to doing a financing plan. They're planning to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you have needs, 800-306-990. Yes, of course, we're celebrating today on Ron's Radio. We celebrate every day. Always something to be. You know, we're in America. We're in the greatest country in the world. So, National Pastry Day today. Pastry is a name given to a large variety of baked goods, which are made with ingredients like flour, sugar, milk, butter, shortening. Might be looking for some cookies. Well, maybe better. I'll stick around and do a radio broadcast. Then we'll go get pastries studied and enjoy the rest of the day. Look at markets this morning. The Trump rally continues. Dow Jones down 54.23 points. Look at that one for you. Look at oil. Up 57 cents a barrel. Oil keeps on rolling. It's over $50 right now. That's good for our friends. That's over 51 right now. It's good for our friends over. Average gasoline, $2.198. 1 year ago, $2.019. Think about that one. Hearing about how great the gasoline is doing. Was actually a year ago. We are still here. $2.66 per gallon here in the state of confusion. Looking at what are the 10-year treasury doing? That's going to be a topic for today. Pre-recorded guest. We have some information there. And treasury yielding 2.6 right now. Why? Well, if you look at the chart of the 10-year treasury since the election, it's run straight up. It's amazing what it's been doing since the election on this 10-year treasury, going from what about 180 in change up to where we currently are, almost what, 2.4, 2.5. Think about that. What does that mean for some of our seniors and those that live on fixed income in most instances? On a fixed income, you really need to be doing well on that 10-year treasury. It's where their income, their money is coming from. So when we look and see that the best 10-year treasury was at about like 1.8 a month ago, seeing the benefit. But what does it mean for your real estate? That's what we talk a lot about today. One of the issues that we mentioned yesterday, we posted on, even though we weren't in studio yesterday, the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey came out yesterday, as they do every week on Thursday. 4.13% is now the 10-year or the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. That's paying about 6.10. Don't get that. It was 3.95 last year at this time. So it's a little bit year. 4.08 is where it was last week. Been steadily rising. That's not a bad decision in itself. I'm looking at mortgage this morning. So those that did not get locked in and ejected a few days ago, well, probably been listening a bit better. Still watching, though. Next week on Wednesday, we should be getting the Federal Reserve probably increasing interest rates on that, on their short-term rates. That directly affect the 30-year fixed rate loan? No. But it will directly affect those that have adjustable rate home equity lines of credit tied to prime, because the rate does get affected when the Federal Reserve makes their change. Think about that part of it. If you are one of those folks that have, should I get rid of that? We noticed the consumer sentiment came in from the University of Michigan at 98 in December, from November of 93 93.8. Economists think a 94.5. So that is a good reading right there. And I'm going to say it because I can say I'm going to. Is it is an honest reading. Why would I say that it's an honest reading? Well, you got to love it. Brian Williams. Yeah, you remember Brian Williams? Yeah, got fired from the NBC Nightly News for telling stories. Supposed to be a new broadcast. He got into stories. Now he's out there being, they gave him 6 month vacation and demote him to MSNB Hee Haw. Yeah, you're moving down. Now he's coming out and talking that false news stories are not what we should be dealing with. He's making pot shots at Sheriff Clark in Milwaukee. Unbelievable. Brian Williams really having the guts to go out and talk about not assert that others are not getting a straight scoop. Really? This is from the guy that we've talked. Remember he was taking cover on a fight that he wasn't on and helicopters. Unbelievable, even this guy, you see, when you see who they have hired to deliver supposedly news stories.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, he can handle the truth. Unbelievable. We're going to talk today about a retirement. What does the Trump administration mean for your retirement? You know that we're starting our senior symposium series the middle part of January. So make sure you get on the mailing list if you are a senior or know of and love a senior. Maybe you want to become a senior. So senior symposiums are going to be starting the middle part of January. Putting those all over Southern California. So make sure you get on that mailing list. Again, mailingonvideo.com. A little pop-up will get you an opportunity to join the mailing list. What impact will the Trump president-elect, the baby boomer himself, has his work cut out for him when it comes to dealing with Social Security and Medicare. Personal Capital recently released its 2016 election report, opened a new window, which assesses the short and long-term market and personal finance implications of a Trump presidency, including analysis of Trump's policies, taxes, Social Security, and health care. Wall Street Journal has mostly been in rally mode following Trump's win. Personal Capital urges Americans not to let the election outcome impact their long-term investment strategy. I'm going to suggest to you that if you are heavily invested in the stock market, you may want to be very, very careful. And I'll share with you why you might want to be very careful. Probably the 2nd or the 3rd or 4th of January, I expect the stock market to take a significant drop. I'll tell you why the stock market, I predict it'll be on that day right around there. Very simple. Those folks that are contemplating or have larger positions, their position could be selling their holdings. They're not going to want to sell in 2016. Anticipation is that the Trump administration is going to lowering taxes. So if you're in a position with a profit right now because the market has gone up so much last month, do you remember the beginning of the year when the market was just royally in the tank at the early part of the year? Everyone was talking about the fact that this would be the worst year in the history of the stock market. Well, there was a lot of chatting about that. Now we're looking and saying, wow, we're at all record highs, or we are at record highs. Back in January 7,000, we're pushing 20,000, right? Marked up 2,000 points. Significant increase. Now you've got an administration, now the last year Obama administration, they want high taxes. We have high taxes. Trump is saying we're going to lower tax. If you sell your holdings right now, declare a capital gain this week as opposed to 2 weeks out in the market, I'm going to suggest sell those now. Take advantage of them right now. That way, later on, you do gains when you have a lower tax basis. You've got a loss carry forward. You can pull it forward with you. I'm not giving you tax advice. I don't do that. I'm telling you these are strategies that you might want to consider. I want to chat with your profession out, because you don't want to pay more tax than you have to. The professionals right now, they're sitting on the sidelines saying, let this market run. Well, in January, when they take those sales, that's when you're going to have more supply, so means pricing goes down. Would not surprise me to see the stock market do a little bit of a correction in a couple of months of next year. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events, financial markets. Will increasing mortgage rates impact home prices? We'll chat about it. Some great credit cards if you're starting a business. Americans are on the move. Where are they moving to? Well, we're going to chat about that part of it as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1900-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, PAIR. PAR to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your home. Will increasing mortgage rates impact home prices? There are some who are calling for a decrease in home prices rapidly. Intuitively, this makes sense as the cost of a home is determined by the price of the home plus the cost of financing that home. If mortgage interest rates increase, fewer people will be able to buy, and logic says prices will fall if demand decreases. However, history shows that this has not been the case. The last four times mortgage interest rates dramatically increased, we posted a graph of this on Ron Eagle Radio on the Facebook page. Last week, in an article entitled "High Rates Don't Mean Lower House Prices After All," Wall Street Journal revealed that a recent study by John Burns Real Estate Consulting found that, and I'll quote, prices weren't especially sensitive to rising rates, particularly in the presence of other positive economic factors, such as strong job growth, rising wages, and improving consumer confidence, unquote. So May of 1980, home prices increased 6.6%. In March 1987, interest went from 9.04 to 11.26 in 1987. Interest, our prices went up 5.2%. 93 to 94, same thing, 6.83 to 9.2. I hear these interest rates from 6.83 to 9.2, and property value went up 1.2%. And then in April 1999, interest rates were 6.9, in May of 2000, they were at 8.52, and property values went up by 10.9%. Think about those numbers. Interest rates, the lowest on the whole chart was 6.83, and I shared with you earlier that the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey came at 4.13 on a 30-year fixed rate loan paying a tenth of a point. 4.13, 30%, 35% cheaper than any of these, to as much as 300% cheaper. Interest rates are still very, very low. Don't get caught up in the fact that a month ago or 2 months ago, they were lower. I get people call me, Ron, my friend just got a 3.37 from you. Well, sorry, your friend acted when they should have. You can't get that right now. But the bottom line is we don't know where interest rates are going in the future. The big companies, that we see, Freddie Mac, MBA, Mortgage Bankers Association, National Association of Realtors, all projecting interest rates by this time next year to 4.9%. Remember, I just told you they're 4.13 right now, again, according to Freddie Mac's Mortgage Market Survey. So they're looking at going up almost another percentage point. It's time for you to act now, or do you think it's best for you to wait? That'd be your call to figure out if you want to pay higher interest rates or not. If you want to take advantage of the market, there are plenty. And don't tell me that there's nobody working right now. Nobody to buy a house. I'm talking to you right now, early part of December. There are still real estate professionals that are out there. The great ones are out there. They work every day just like you. They don't take the last month of the year off. That's not. They work just like you do. And take a few days off for the holidays. They go on vacation like everybody else. There's a lot of real estate professionals that take a month here off, a month there off, and wonder why they don't make any money. But the great ones are working.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they're working hard. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with those that are really looking and understand the way to do business, the way to get things done. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So one of the things we do here is we're dealing on a regular basis with people that are calling and wanting to get out of their home equity line of credit, or they're wanting to – why would they want to get out of a home equity line of credit? Well, that's the first stop right there, is to deal with the home equity line of credit. So here's the issue. Frequently, people will buy a new house with a home equity line of credit – to avoid the idea of the mortgage insurance. Smart move, as long as you're watching what's going on. It's not great for everybody. It's not bad for everybody. You just want to make sure that you understand that particular move. But then you start looking at it and you say, okay, well, where do we go from there? What are we going to to do with that. And I'm going to suggest to you that you're going to want to take a look at what your household blended interest rate is, your household blended interest rate. And that's a key number. So understanding your blended interest rate is taking a look at what is all of your debts, because it doesn't matter if you have a 3.0 interest rate on your home loan and you're paying outrageous interest rates on everything else. At the end of the month, you're out of money. So make a concerted effort to get yourself educated on all the numbers, on what these numbers all really, really mean. So let's talk about this one. Let's look and see. And I use the same sheet over and over again. That way, it just makes sense for you to understand these different numbers. So let's look, and the only thing I'm going to really change here, I'm going to talk about the individual that got a great interest rate. They got a 3.75% interest rate on a fixed rate loan. They did it sometime last year because that was what the rates were sometime last year. I'm also looking at numbers right now and saying, okay, if you wanted to pay that full 0.6%, you're going to probably be paying, that's a 4.13 is the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey interest rate. Educational purposes only. Don't tell me about APR and all that. We would get if you wanted to talk to a professional about a loan. I'm just saying Freddie Mac numbers, hypothetical numbers, might be realistic for you. They might be what your family is actually looking at, because I know there are people that have these exact programs that I'm going to share with you today. $165,000 home loan, $75,000 home equity line of credit. Remember, the home equity line of credit, that's going to go up probably next week if the Federal Reserve does as most people are expecting and increases interest rates. The home equity lines of credit, they're tied to the prime rate. Prime rate is tied to the federal funds discount rate. That's what's going to start going up. We'll talk about that. Well, we're going to have to talk about it when we come back, listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will discuss blended interest rates. We're going to also talk about some credit cards that are really good if you're starting a new business and Americans are on the move. What the heck does that mean? We will chat about it when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Remember, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of the broadcast, ronsiegel1 on YouTube or ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes.
The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Market, there are options that exist from this opportunity. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And it's bring it to 906-906-1990. Word on Wealth 7 today is being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Hey, check out. They've got a great special going right now through the end of the year. Refinance a home, buying a home. Go to the Ron Radio gift bag. All you have to do is press our gift bag, our gift bag, 7964. There's a gun in there for a $5 off on your appraisal when you do a $100 dent on your appraisal. Check them out. So Americans are on the heck that they're always on them. But we have to find out what are they really doing. The answer to the question comes graphic on the Facebook page. Where are Americans? Every year, United Nations conducts their numbers study by tracking their customer migration out of states during the course of the year. For the fourth year in a row, the North East, more and more booms relocate warmer climate. Oregon, the spot of high inbound states, third year in a row, followed by South Carolina. Oregon, what you would really consider a warm, wet climate. I'm warmer than New Hampshire. But I think there's parts of Oregon that need, you know, a little rain, a little nasty there, too. Move in, Oregon, to South Carolina, number three, Vermont. It's one other climate. Number four, Idaho. Not warm weather. Number five, North Carolina. Number six, Florida. So get in six until you get to the spot by Gold Star Mortgage. You get that coupon right here. In a gift bag, our gift bag, the 7-5-6-4. Get your coupon. Do not stay on the part of it. So we're at it for the break. Got blended interest rate. Interest rates, and we're chatting about the idea of what is blended interest rate. We started telling you that it's all about what happens to you, what is the benefit for you of dealing with that blended interest rate, of at least knowing what the blended interest rate is. So we started talking about this idea. You're looking at a $265,000 home, a $75,000 home equity line of credit. Again, that one we talk about the rate. I'm going to throw it in there as if the rate has gone up because it's very certain that it'll go up next week. $365,000 on the home at 3.75. The HELOC at 5.74. $25,000 there. Auto loans. I used a very conservative number, 6-7% on auto loans. If you've got a lot of debt, you're going to be paying higher interest rates. We did use some relatively conservative numbers on credit card debt as well, anywhere from 15 to 30%. And we spread it out evenly throughout the range in there. And we put some student loan debt in, which is the average of $47,712, which is the average in America, 7% interest on that. Now, here's the important part is that 3%, 5% interest is what's the big number to a lot of people. That, again, does not mean anything because at the end of the day, the number that is meaningful is $3,547 is what's going out by paying your household bill. I did not include property taxes and homeowners association and insurance in there. It just makes the numbers get a little bigger, and it doesn't help us to explain the numbers a little skewed here. So I'm trying to educate you on this. When we look at all those numbers, it comes out of the total debt in this particular household, hypothetical household, is $529,512. When you blend and weight the interest rates, the household's interest rate is 4.98%. So now you start saying, okay, well, but I've got a 3.75 is my mortgage rate. Good. As an owner is dealing with half of your household debt, what other half, what the other half? Maybe we can solve it, look better for you. Because when we blend it and weight it, the number is just barely shy of 5. Now you start saying, okay, let me consider this, use that number. Well, at a 4.5% interest rate, you're going to save $846 a month. Now, is that a legitimate interest rate, 4.5? Well, it's probably a little bit low. You might have to be a little bit more than that, but a 65 FICO score, you can get a 4.5% depending on if what your income is, the equity position of your property is. But I'm saying, just hypothetically, if you have that 3.75 on your first mortgage, now we've done our loan. In our loan now, we've got a $533,000 first mortgage. We had a $365,000 first mortgage. So we've increased that. We're at 4.5%. So, and we've talked about the savings there. We're saving $863. Now, the other part that comes up, I hear this on a regular basis from folks. Well, Ron, I'm taking and extending out my car, which is not going to last for 30 years. And I'm extending out credit cards, which, you know, they'll probably be 300 if you keep making those payments. But what am I, what's the savings here? So think about that number. That's what we really are really concerned with, right? So we're saving. Well, Dave, I told you that number, $846 a month. What happens if we take a portion of that, say $800 of it? We've been making those payments right now, and we add that to our new loan amount, because our new loan is $2,700 a month. Let's add a part of the savings. What happens? Well, it takes our 30-year loan down to just under 19 years to pay it off. 19 years. So no, you're not taking a 30-year, making spreading all these things out over 30 years. You're spreading them out over less time, unless you find something different to do with that $800. That's the issue, is the $800 is savings because of the interest rate. Yes, I know you increased your interest rates. You went from a 3.75 on your home to 4.5 on your home. What do you do after that, though? Here's the concept here. If you're wise enough not to run up those credit cards again, which so many people do, but if you're wise enough to run up that credit card bill and you keep that credit card bill very low, less than 10%, less than 30%, you're going to see that your credit scores are going to jump up drastically. Now, am I saying to close those credit cards? No, absolutely not. I don't want closing your credit cards. I want you to continue to use them, but pay them off right before the statement closing date, right before that statement closing date. And we'll talk about that in the next segment, what the difference is there on statement closing date versus any other date that you're dealing with. But we've increased our interest rate by 0.75% increase, by 0.75%, so that we could save $846 on our monthly household budget. We took $800 of that, kept it in that payments to bring down our debt. Now, do you have to do that? No. Some people say, well, what if I just do half of it? What effect is that going to have? Well, it's still going to bring your 30-year mortgage down to 23 years. Your family a whole lot of money. How about saving $115,000 over the course of the loan? $115,000 is what you'll save. I think that's pretty good. Now, people say, but Ron, get into this interest rate issue, because that's all they know. And I don't blame anybody. You can't deal in things that you really don't know. You can't deal in things that you're not educated in. And a lot of folks, they just aren't educated in this idea of increasing your interest rate to lower your household budget expense side, and then working a plan. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment, is working the plan, because there's a big issue here. I came from the financial planning side. You come from a financial planning platform, you're constantly looking and saying, okay, how do I plan to make things a little bit better long run? And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about some credit cards that are really good for you if you are starting a new business. We want to build a business on credit card, but there are some benefits to financial planning there as well. Just any time, our offer number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron's Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your concern advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or a time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Great credit cards if you're starting a business. We're going to chat more about business financing next week on Tuesday. We're going to have some our friends from All Green Funding coming in. They're going to chat a little bit about financing your business. But here's a concepts for you. Businesses elect credit cards for a number of different reasons. To start, they can be an easy way to establish cash flow during the early years. By using a card, the business can build its credit, which can help when looking to receive other types of financing in the future. Small business owners also elect to use their credit cards for the same reasons that the average person do so. They want to earn the rewards on their expenditures, elect those rewards. But there are a few caveats to consider when thinking about business credit cards. First, they often require a personal guarantee for any debts on and will likely take a credit score hit if you miss a payment or balance climbs too high. Be careful. You can view types of credit updated every 14 days for free on credit.com, thought for you. Also, business credit cards are exempt from the CARD Act. So certain protections, personal credit cards tout advance notice of an annual percentage rate hike, won't apply. That's why it's doubly important to read the fine print of any biz credit card considering before you get it. So what are a few of the credit cards I want to talk about? Remember, we talk about that. Don't forget that statement closing date that we talked about. So online, find out what your credit card statement closing date is. Make your payment right before then. If you don't pay it in full, make sure you make a second payment right before the payment due date so that you're never late. But you get the biggest bang for your buck by that payment that gets there and arrives at the credit card company right before the statement due date, the concept right there. So Chase Inc. Business Preferred Credit Card. If you're not familiar with the Inc. Business Preferred Credit Card, because it's new, while it hasn't been available for very long, it's quickly become one of the best business cards to carry. The reasons are simple. It has a massive sign-up bonus. The reward earnings potential for purchases is high, and the annual fee is $95. Plus, if your business has several employees, each of them can have a card at no additional cost. When you sign up for the Business Preferred Credit Card, you can receive 80,000 bonus Chase Ultimate Reward Points after spending $5,000 within the first 3 months, the equivalent of $1,000 in travel if you redeem through Chase's portal. You then earn 3x points on travel, shipping, internet, phones, cable, and advertising through search engines or social media websites. Combined limit of $150,000 per year that can earn those bonus 3x points over that amount. And for all of the purchases, you're going to earn 1x points. Card carries variable APR between 16.1.4 depending upon your credit worthiness. One unique feature that comes with the Business Credit Card is that it includes cell phone protection. I like that idea. You'll receive up to $700 worth of protection in case your phone or any of your employees' phones are stolen or damaged. Your employees' phones must be listed on the billing statement, and the bill must be paid with your Inc. Business Preferred Credit Card. There is a $100 deductible, and you can't submit more than 3 claims per year. American Express, they have the Simply Cash Plus Business Credit Card. Because your business is just getting off the ground, you might be able to keep a handle on all unnecessary expenses. If that's the case, you'll likely be looking for a credit card without an annual fee. The Simply Cash Plus Business Credit Card from American Express fits that bill. When you sign up for this card, you'll have the opportunity to earn up to $500 in statement credits as a side bonus. You earn $150 statement credit after spending $5,000 within the first 6 months. Doesn't sound as good as that Chase card, does it? If you spend an additional $10,000 in the first year, you can earn an additional $250. This starts to get really good with the rewards you can earn on purchases. 5% cash purchases made at office stores and on phone service, U.S. service providers. Back on your choice of one of the following: airfare purchased direct from airlines, hotel purchased directly from hotels, hotels purchased direct, gas stations, restaurants, a lot of good stuff right there as well. Chase Inc. Cash Business Credit Card. Another credit card from Chase that has been a favorite of business owners is the Inc. Cash Business Card. Slightly different from the Inc. Business Preferred Credit Card because instead of earning ultimate reward points, you get cash back. When you use your card at office supply stores, phone service, internet, cable, 5% cash back on $25,000 per year. The Capital One Spark Cash Business. Times when managing your credit card rewards might not be a big deal, but when you're running a business, last thing you might want to worry about is which card earns more purchases. That's why a card like the Capital One Spark Cash for business is useful. It's a bunch of categories that earn bonus rewards. You earn 2% of everything. In addition, you get a $100 sign-up bonus after spending 4,500 items right there. That is the Your Credit Match segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. We were talking before the break. We've been talking a lot today about working your plan and making a plan. We're at the end of the year. A lot of companies, a lot of individuals are working on business plans for next year. What are yours? Have you thought about these issues? We talked about the idea earlier about debt consolidation, getting that plan going, getting your interest rate increased. A lot of different areas there for you to think about. If you want some help in working on plans and putting them together, getting in touch with some of the great individuals that partner with Ron Siegel Radio, Al Manfrey, who helps us with our trusts, and he does some retirement planning information. Chris Bissonette is going to be on with us the end of next week. We're going to talk about some financial planning, how to plan where your money's all going to, how to identify where all your money is going to. Chris Corrales will be with us Monday to talk about home improvements. You know, we spoke this last week about homeowners associations. If you are in one that has a lot of debt going on, there's the program there as well. There's a Chris has a financing program for some of those associations. We'll talk to Chris about that as well. And as always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we'll speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Somewhere.